when you're an interim coach, it's similar to being in the last year of a contract. And when you're in the last year of a contract, that's, you don't have the leverage that you need. Fortunately for us, the players were great in responding, but you can't, you know, in a situation like that, you can't afford confrontations. You can't afford to maybe do things as different or stick your neck out quite as much as you'd like to in the beginning of a contract if you got a long contract. I mean, there's no security for coaches in this league anyhow, to be honest with you. And, you know, you can't change a roster. It's so much easier and cheaper to change a coach. That's just always the way it's going to be in our league. But an interim situation is a challenging situation for a coach. But they told me to coach like I was a head coach, like I was going to be here for a long time, and that's what I tried to do. But it's, you know, having said that, Avery started the year out in that same pretty much untenable situation. When you let somebody get into the last year of a contract, you're sending a message to the players and to the public. And so when you do that, it makes it very difficult to coach.
And PJ, obviously you're coaching the game, so you're unfamiliar maybe with some of the conversation that's taking place during the game and during the broadcast. And one of the themes throughout the course of Game 7 was the lack of energy and the lack of passion maybe being shown by the Nets in that Game 7. What's your take on the effort that this team gave you in Game 7, gave you throughout the year, and how difficult was it for you to motivate this team? Is that criticism unfair?
I think the criticism in the first half was fair. We didn't play with the same. We didn't match Chicago's energy, particularly Joe Kim Noah's. Defensively in the first half, we did not have the energy we needed. The players knew that. There's no question about that. Second half, they did. Third quarter, their energy was fantastic. And, you know, we basically took the game over, and we needed another shot here, another smart possession somewhere along the way. We didn't get it done. But, yeah, we didn't spot them 24 minutes, but we spotted that second quarter, the defensive energy was very much lacking. That was atypical of our team this year. Our team did play with a lot of energy. I think that's a bad way to end it in Game 7. It's hard to understand in your own building, but that was not the way our team was for most of the year. For whatever reason, maybe we got a little complacent and we come all the way back from 3-1 to win Game 5 and Game 6 and get it back to our building. Maybe we didn't do a good enough job as coaches, telling them what kind of energy you would need in a Game 7. But we didn't play with the passion on the defensive end, and we didn't rebound, particularly on the defensive end, in the first half the way we needed to. Once we got that sorted out, then I thought it was a hell of a game. But we dug too big a hole against too competitive a team.
Off the Dribble, weekdays from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern. On Sirius 92, XM 208, and Sports Zone on the Sirius XM app.